Now, the British government has today published plans to manage import and biosecurity checks on goods being imported from the UK, from the EU into the UK. The target introduced data for the first time of new checks. The target date for the introduction of these checks is the 31st of October, with full implementation expected in the following 12 months. Irish exporters will see their goods subject to new checks and controls under the new UK border rules. On the BBC this morning, Shane Brennan, chief executive of the Cold Chain Federation, which represents chilled food traders, said the plans will deter many EU suppliers and push up food prices.
Well, imagine you're an EU food exporter of, say, Parma ham or buffalo mozzarella. As of October, you need to know new complex rules, find a local vet, pay them between 200 and 700 euros to fill in complex forms, find a specialist haulier, if one exists, to carry the goods, pay a customs agent 50 to 200 euros to upload details to a new UK IT system, and pay new UK inspection charge or new border tax of up to £42 to do for the privilege of doing so. A significant number of those types of exporters will choose not to do it.
Simon McKeever is chief executive of the Irish Exporters Association, and he's on the line now. Welcome to the programme, Simon McKeever. So what are these new rules likely to mean when they do come into effect for businesses here which have customers in the UK, in Britain, as opposed to Northern Ireland, of course, which is outside this?
Hi, Brian, and good afternoon. And we're talking about the target operating model, which the UK is finally beginning to shed some light on. And look, the first thing to say is that this is just the normalisation of controls that we have already got in place within the European Union and within Ireland on imports coming in from outside of the EU. So it's a normal piece. And your previous speaker, who was talking there, the clip that you were showing, it's a pity he wasn't a bit more vocal 4 or 5 years ago, because I think the real problems with Brexit that the UK is facing are beginning to come home to roost. So we've had a look at this. There's still a lot of information that the UK government has yet to release in terms of kind of the classification of high and low risk. But the one that's being introduced on the 31st of October this year, which is health certificates, if you're a business in Ireland in those mm-hmm. sectors already, and you're already exporting to other parts of the world, you're already doing this. It is a health cert that they will have to get from their local vet. It is a little bit of a cost that will be have to be borne by them. And, you know, it is going to use up some resources. But we have been preparing for all of these things related to Brexit for the last 4 or 5 years. And it will be a matter of us working with the likes of the Department of Agriculture, Revenue and Department of Enterprise, with all our members and companies to get them ready, a lot of whom already are.
So typically what kind of companies are going to be affected by this, Simon?
So they're going to be companies that are exporting products that are of an animal origin, plant products. As I said to you, the UK still hasn't come out and won't come out until the end of April, early May, and say these are the exact classifications of types of products mm-hmm. and whether they're what level of derivation of animal or plant is. We still don't know exactly how they're going to classify those. The kind of next set of checks that are being brought in place is the introduction of checking of documents, and that's on the 31st of January, and then safety and security declarations on the 31st of October. Mm-hmm. Now, just to say to people, and we need to be very careful when you say this, Brian, is that, you know, we have seen this before from the UK, yes. and they haven't gone and then introduced them. So there will be a bit of within companies that are going to be affected by this. A lot of them will be going, well, is this actually going to ever happen? And the information that we have to date is that there is still an awful lot of work to be done on the other side of the Irish Sea in relation to this.
The difference now is that the political context has changed entirely. We have the Windsor Accord. The controversies over the Northern Ireland Brexit have been largely laid to rest. There, it does seem now a deal between Brussels and London, which allows everybody to move forward.
Yeah, yes, but on the flip side of that, you still have within the UK a state of unpreparedness for all of this, which was highlighted by your original speaker there. So the UK have been very, very slow to get their companies ready for this. On the flip side, we have been very proactive in getting our companies ready in this country. So the department in the UK is going to be engaging with all their stakeholders over the next couple of months in relation to this to see exactly how ready they are. And, you know, you had an organisation on there earlier, very much setting out their stall in terms of we're not ready and these are the implications for them. Right. My sense from talking to our members who do business in the UK is companies over there are still not ready.